brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I got five or six callers that I'm absolutely bent on getting to. John, Julio, Bobby, Janice, Jack. We've got Lindsey Williams for two more segments. We'll obviously have him up in the near future again. Everything he laid out is happening exactly as he said it would. Very scary stuff. I just want to add, you can go to prophecyclub.com, get his latest DVD breaking all this down, called Middle East, The Rest of the Story, or 888-799-6111. If you want to share that with your friends and family, we appreciate him breaking all this here. John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. This is a real privilege to be on with you guys. I got a few comments I'd like to make and get Lindsey's take on them and some questions. One of my things that was just answered, I think it was answered, Lindsey, you've talked a number of times about China being the big one. That leaves a lot to imagination, and I wonder if that ties in somehow with these reports you hear about Chinese troops being, you know, north and south of the border, but primarily south of the border.
Well, they did give them the Panama Canal. And both sides of the government, Republican and Democrat, and all three branches went along with that. But, I mean, there's this obsession with the Chinese invading. They won't have to invade. They own our debt. They own thousands of U.S. companies. But go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
Well, it ties in with that. And the reports that I've received that I believe are factual, with hundreds of thousands of U.N. troops and foreign troops at different areas of this nation. So that was one thing I'd like either you or Lindsey to comment on. But going back, Lindsey, to back in October, and I listened to everything that you say, especially when you're on Alex Jones programs, you talked about, it was said in there that there was, I'm wondering if they changed their time frame, because I remember you commented it was 6 to 9 months for the move in crude to be $150 to $200 a barrel. And then it seemed like maybe they were altering their time frame, because it seemed like it was, then it was 12 months, and then, you know, maybe by the end of 2012. And then, you know, combine that with the move in Brent crude. Is it specifically Brent crude? Because that seems to be taking off more than the New York crude, which wouldn't really affect the United States quite so much.
First of all, let's go back to China. The greatest impact that you're going to see out of China, then I'll get to the crude question. The greatest impact you're going to see on the United States of America, can you imagine the shelves of Walmart without a single product on them said made in China?
Everything's made out of oil. Everything's shipped with oil. I mean, it drives up everything.
Yeah, that's the greatest impact China's going to have on America. They're beginning to realize that they have been double-crossed, that the paper they're holding is going to become worthless. I'm quite sure they've listened to Alex Jones' show. They're bound to know what the elitists are doing. And as a result, they are buying gold and silver by the tons. Do you realize what China's doing? They're getting out of paper.
John, thank you.
And how much do we know they're selling secretively?
Yeah, well, we've got to move quick to get to all these calls. But, folks, it's in mainstream newspapers that they've signed deals to use foreign troops against the American people. But no one ever calls about that. I can't get any attention on it. It's always the rumors, the rumors. Folks, the rumors are over. It's in Ottawa Citizen. It's in other papers. I've shown them here with the headlines. Foreign military to be used inside the U.S. I don't know how else I'm telling you. It's admitted. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Gentlemen, God bless you both on this beautiful Wednesday. Lindsey, a quick question for you. Two quick questions, and Alex, something if you can ask Max. Lindsey, I'm getting set to do an independent documentary on 501c3 and the churches and the devil's messiah. How is there any way I could possibly interview you sometime in the future? Secondly, has your elitist friend, the new Mr. X, talked about what's going on in Japan with Fukushima and the whole nuclear disaster? And then finally, with gold and silver, what's going on with CarMax and the way silver skyrocketed to $39 an ounce? And Alex, if you could ask Max how this is going to affect once silver is near the pinnacle of J.P. Morgan's Chase stock price, which is at $46.
All right, I'll bring that up with Kaiser when he joins us in about 30 minutes. We'll have Lindsey answer those questions you just asked after the break. Back, stay with us. Lindsey Williams on the other side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul is calling for investigations of the U.S. Mint, the Federal Reserve, a lot more set to do that tomorrow in Congress. Max Keiser coming up in about 22 minutes to go over this breaking news with us. We're almost out of time with Lindsey Williams. It's clear we're going to have him back up on air with us next week for part two of this. But I got lost in the mix exactly what Julio's first question was. I do remember his question for Max Keiser I will bring up. But let's go ahead and talk to Bobby in Florida. Bobby, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Great. Thank you, Alex. Long-time monthly member, first-time caller. I own a small recycling yard in Florida and taking a lot of advice on the gold and silver. But in our poor economy, I've had a lot of people asking me what a backup may be. And kind of would like to get Lindsey's thought on copper. I keep telling people copper pennies from 82 and back will probably be worth dollars someday.
Yeah, that's something you can get out of general pennies, and people don't know that they're worth a lot more, the old pennies, than the new ones, and you can cash those in. But all commodities, as the dollar's devalued, historically will go up. Lindsey?
The only reason the gold and silver is going to continue to escalate and probably never stop
you think $3,000 an ounce for gold is going to be high. You haven't seen anything. After they put in the new world currency, they'll continue to take it up. The reason that's going is because they want to back it, back the new world currency with something that is tangible, gold and silver.
And by the way, the IMF and World Bank have talked about this new global currency. You'll still have your local currencies. They'll just be denominated and controlled by this private central bank of the world that Newsweek has written about, and they say it'll be partially gold-backed. So you're correct there as well, Lindsay. Bobby, anything else?
Also, yeah, I'd like to catch Lindsay's idea on the government poised for the shutdown. You think this is a something headed into just a move for their elitism?
It's another stunt to keep spending high, Lindsay.
Yeah, the elite have, okay, the gentleman just earlier in the program called and said, you said something about the price of crude oil going to a certain place by a certain date. The elite have had to, should I say, they'll go up to $4 a gallon, they'll come back to $3.80. They'll go up to $4.25. They've had to go back and forth on this in order to keep the American people from waking up.
They throttle it.
One thing about the elite, they do not want the American people to wake up. They do not want anarchy. They want to a slow frog in the pot boiling sort of a situation.
Yeah.
So this is the reason that they do this.
All right, Bobby, thank you. We got to move quick now to get to all these callers. But that's something else in October you told me that was really creepy, because I don't really even like being on their radar because I know they're dangerous people. You said that your sources, both known to yours truly, said that this radio show is definitely on the radar?
Oh, definitely watching you, Alex. You know, two times over these past 35 years they've contacted me and threatened me. They haven't done that to you yet, fortunately, and I don't think they will, because you've got to see this. The last thing I've been told, I've told this by Mr. Frompoy after he passed away, the last thing to go in America is going to be talk radio. People like you and others that are doing the same thing you're doing, you are the last people they're going to shut up. The reason is they don't want the American people to get too alarmed over what's happening. They know when that happens that the American people will get upset. At that point, they'll have them so under control by the dollar that they can basically do with them what they want to. But, yes, you are on their radar.
Oh, boy. Janice in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to both of you. And, Lindsay, we even show your films in our Sunday school class.
It's a prophecy
class. And, you know, I've been telling my friends that when GM was going under, they're saying, they're going down, they're going bankrupt. And I said, this is planned. This is a takedown. And this is a government takeover. I called it, and they made fun of me. When we went into Egypt, I said when all this was going on in Egypt, they called me a Mubarak supporter. Thanks a lot, you know. I mean, these are patriotic friends that supposedly that accused me of being a, and I told them this was a planned, staged thing, and that it was going to spread throughout the Middle East, because I listen to you and I know what's going on. I can see it. I know how to interpret the news, and I'm just so thankful for you today to be saying this. And this is all staged. And I would like to ask Ron Paul about the tea parties and have you and Alex talk more about this, because they've been taking over, or the Republican Party is all it is. But and Ron Paul's the one that started the tea parties. But my question to you, Lindsay, is about the stock market. Do you have any news on what would happen to the stock market as the dollar falls?
The Pledge Protection Team is going to keep the stock market up as long as they possibly want it there. And the only reason it's staying there is because of the Pledge Protection Team that comes to its rescue every day. By the way, I feel honored that you would show my films in your Sunday school class. This is appreciative of me. Now, every single one of us, so you, me, all of us, are thankful to Alex Jones. Do you realize that none of this message could get out were it not for Alex's program?
Well, Lindsay, you don't. I appreciate that, and we appreciate you, but we got to hurry to the next caller, but I'm just doing my duty. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Janice. Jack in Illinois. You got to move really quick now to get to everybody. Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Lindsay, I certainly respect your work. Let's go back to the BP Gulf oil disaster for a moment. What's your take on the reason the tsunami did not occur as you, Richard Hoagland, and others predicted? And then also, what do you feel is the actual state of danger in the Gulf region today due to the oil spill and the use of the toxic chlorine?
Yeah, no, that's the only thing that these guys have told him that did not come true. And at the time, that was speculation by these elitists that a methane explosion could happen and could trigger a tsunami. And I personally poo-pooed that myself. But Lindsay, quickly, and I appreciate your call, Jack. I got to let you go because we're almost out of time. Your take on that, Lindsay?
When they hit this super deep well in the Gulf of Mexico, they knew that they could not control it. They did not know what was going to happen. They knew if they used a nuclear device that it could possibly rupture that strata.
And that was talked about on the news. I mean, that was just Lindsay reporting on things in the news.
Yes, and they knew that there was a possibility of this. And when those people were giving me, some insiders in BP were giving me every detail of what was happening in the Gulf, they said, this could possibly happen. People better watch out just in case it does. But, of course, it did not. And I think even they were glad that it didn't, or they would have been in big trouble.
Yeah, that's different from a globalist policy. Oh, I remember what the last caller wanted to know. He wanted to know if the tsunami could have been staged. And then during the break, you were talking to me before we forgot what the question was, and you were saying the elitist told you that no, that was not a staged event, that was not a bombing of the nuclear power plant.
No, now the elitist did not tell me that they did not have anything to do with the tsunami.
I misunderstood you.
In Japan, but from what I gather, from what they have said, is they only want to touch the subject. I don't think personally that they had anything to do with it. I think it was a natural disaster, but they definitely have not indicated to me that they had anything to do with it whatsoever through HARP and the scale of waves.
Okay, well, I misunderstood you during the quick break thing because I had other people talking to my ear. Lindsay, to recap, the globalists are going to try to overthrow all the Arab dictatorships and fiefdoms of these royalty. They're going to continue jacking up the prices. I'm going to definitely have the producers put you on hold right now and set you up for another hour sometime next week when it's good for you for part two of this because there's so much more we need to go over and more calls we need to take. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You bet. And again, prophecyclub.com. We want to check out his new DVD on this subject. Guys, get him on hold right now, and let's go ahead and get him set up for Wednesday or Thursday of next week. Let's get him set up for another hour. This is too important, and people are demanding to hear more Williams, and I understand why. I'm glad we contacted him because I knew we'd gotten some more intel. So much is going on. So much is happening right now. And I've got a smattering of other news I need to hit on. Before Max Keiser joins us, getting into Ron Paul's investigation he's launching tomorrow. This is a big deal. Also, Ron Paul says gold commodity prices signify the triggering of the big event, signaling economic collapse. That's at Infowars.com. The Drudge Report has our report linked on the right-hand side dealing with Paul saying he'll probably announce in the next month to run for president. That's big news all over the country. Very pleased that that was announced here. We do have gold right now. Well, let's bring Ted Anderson up briefly. Ted, what's the latest numbers on gold and silver?
Well, right now gold is at $1,459.10, seeing a high today of $1,463.70. Silver is the big gainer, however. Right now currently $39.46, but had a high today of $39.79. Alex, I think we're going to see $40 an ounce silver here very soon. It's been a big day in trading, and my goodness, is it ever short in supply? Try to get a U.S. Eagle out there, a Silver Eagle, and I'm having to beg and plead with a lot of my wholesalers and dealers and so on and so forth. You know, I need to buy this stuff.
And you've been in business 32 years, 14 with Midas, and the good news is you've got a supply, you've got a list of those, and discounted on that list when people call and say it's the Alex Jones radio special. Now, did you have to go up from the $110 for the three silver dollars, the free shipping, and three of my films? Have you had to go up?
Well, I've held that one, Alex, right now. The only thing I've increased on that sheet that we talked about yesterday on was the Creature from Jekyll Island and Silver Dollar. I have that at $41 now. For those of you who picked that up, I hope to goodness that you'll read that book.
So you get the Silver Dollar basically at cost with a free $20 book on top of it, so that is a move of $9 increase. You're saying you're holding the three Silver Dollars, free shipping, the Silver Dollars below spot, the free shipping, and the three of my films, best-selling films on top of it. Now with where silver's at, that's over an $80 discount. That's no one can beat that deal on Silver Dollars alone. That's $31 a piece, Ted.
I know, and I know there isn't a single dealer in the entire world that has them for less than that. Plus, you get the videos to go with it. You know, all I can say, Alex, is that let's get these videos out in the hands of people.
Yeah, but Ted, I mean, so you still have silver, then you bought at the lower price, but I thought you were going to change this. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, come back and explain to me, because I haven't talked to you yet today. Explain to me how you're able to do this and how long your supplies are going to last, or are you selling silver you just bought at this price and losing money? We'll be right back.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
By the way, Kurt Nimmo did a great job last night getting a quick report out. Ron Paul to announce presidential bid next month. But then this morning I was re-listening to the 20-minute interview we did with him live yesterday, and he actually said, I'm going to announce in the next month or maybe even sooner, because in the next few weeks he's going to announce whether he's going to be in the presidential debate. And he said he tentatively is probably going to do that. And his son said, yes, I expect him to run, Rand Paul. He's running, but Drudge actually got it right. His headline is Ron Paul to announce in weeks, because technically he said within weeks or at least within the next month. And the Drudge Report has that link up on drudgereport.com. And let me actually pull up the headline here. Ron Paul to announce presidential run in weeks. And then that links over to our article at Infowars.com. And we have an updated article now posted at the top of that story. Ron Paul, gold commodity prices, big event signaling economic collapse. And again, he agreed the globalists have engineered this. And now we're going to try to get even more power out of it in that process. Ted Anderson, talking to you about this right now. And I want to get back into the gold and silver offers. I could say buy gold and silver from Midas. It's the sister company of Genesis, and that's how you started this whole thing. But at the same time, I can't even really say it supports the network or you or me, because I happen to know. But I know you bought a mega load of silver and gold, and then when it goes up, you sell it at the old price with your tiny 3% markup. I see your internal printouts that you send me on deals. Especially when I'm shopping around. But, did you sell out of the silver you bought at $31 an ounce? Are you crazily with it up there at 40 right now? And most people selling a silver ounce for about 44 with the markup. I mean, are you selling three silver dollars, free shipping, and $60?
Well, let's put it this way, Alex. I'm not making money on them, I'll tell you that. But I can tell you, I'll also tell you this. I think it's so important to get those videos out in people's hands. I will raise those prices too. I just have to. The creature from Jekyll Island was so far distorted. I couldn't help it. I had to go.
Were losing about 50% on that, because if a silver dollar's costing you, $39, and then you're a book that retails for 24, you're getting them, I know, for about 15. So 40 and 15, 55, and you were selling that for 31, correct?
Don't forget, I have to put them into a priority envelope, too, and that's about $6.
And you got to pay to ship it, and you got to have your people pack it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, folks, when I say these are insanely good deals, they are. It's still a great deal. How much is the creature in a silver dollar now?
$41. Try to just buy a silver dollar for that. I mean, you're not going to get it delivered to you for $41.
Still a fabulous deal. Now there's a grab bag of limited supplies of different gold and silver coins, silver half dollars. As long as you say it's the radio special, you'll get the older price. The current one is great. They got on the website, but this is better. What's a grab bag of some of the other stuff you've got?
Well, we have bags of dimes, what we call survival bags of dimes. They're sitting in the $2,800 range. If you're looking for gold, the franc is a great buy. British sovereigns, $390. There's Walking Liberty halves. I'm gonna have to raise that price too. Right now it's $1,808. Man, it was $8.08 here just about a year ago, it seems, when we were talking about those. I mean, everything's just going out of this world. Alex, I don't know if you know this or not, but supplies right now are so tight. The U.S. Mint isn't making enough silver eagles to go around. It's hard for people to fill IRAs right now. And you know what the weird part about it is Von Nothaus is going to prison, and the people that have been running the Fed are going to walk free. It's just everything's so turned around upside down. It's just driving me crazy. But
it comes out that Wachovia and Wells Fargo laundering $370-plus billion didn't even get in trouble. This is it's just incredible that's what this country and this world has come to. People need to protect themselves with gold and silver to get a hold of these specials. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Again, 800-686-2237. And Ted's just too busy to go up on prices, and it'll still be a great deal. But he went up on one of them. He'll go up on the other very soon. When do you think you're going to go up on the other one, Ted?
You know, I'm hoping to be able to make it at least to this weekend, but I'll see. I have to watch what I'm doing here because, you know, the prices are just rising so fast in silver, it's just hard to keep up with my offers. You know, I have to change my TV commercials, radio commercials. There's so much I have to do, but it's just running like crazy, and that's the way it's going to be. The dollar's dropping like a stone in a lake, and, you know, just the way it is.
What do you think of the exciting fact that Ron Paul pretty much said he was going to announce in the next month to run for president?
Well, you know that there's nobody that wants that more than me. I just can't wait to start flying those banners I did last time around. I mean, I am just all pumped up and ready to go with that.
Yeah, you were funding blimps. You had airplanes up all over the country. I saw them in Austin. Incredible job, Ted Anderson. What do you think of Glenn Beck exiting Fox?
Well, you know, that's another thing.
Out about that at dinner, didn't we, months ago?
Yeah. You know, that's true. So...
Oh, did we say too much?
Yeah. I guess we did.
No, we didn't. We didn't say anything. I'm really bummed out about it. As bad as he is going after me behind the scenes and on air, I dislike George Soros even more. George Soros is going to be very pleased right now. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with Max Kaiser and the latest Libya news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Steve Watson, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com, also GCNLive.com. Ron Paul, New World Order using financial crisis, wars to enhance globalism. Set up a world government. Key article at GCNLive.com. Another one, Ron Paul, gold commodity prices, big events signaling economic collapse. GCNLive.com. Nuclear emergency decisions. That's up on GCNLive.com. Japan nuclear plant workers discuss choices to sacrifice his life. GCNLive.com. FEMA training to stop people like you. Key article. GCNLive.com. North Carolina SB 31 bill seeks to turn healers into felons. Another article at GCNLive.com from the economic collapse. How to find a job. Just be willing to flip burgers and work for minimum wage. Gold hits new record at $1,460 plus an ounce, and just incredible information on that front. Continuing with Ron Paul, one reason Max Kaiser is joining us for the last 25 minutes of the transmission here in a moment. Ron Paul to highlight pet themes with U.S. Mint hearing. Here's another headline. Silver moving towards $40 an ounce as Ron Paul to investigate the U.S. Mint. And Kaiser is here to discuss that with us and a lot more. The Saudi government saying oil to hit $200 to $300 a barrel, basically if the globalists try to overthrow them. That's out of Reuters. Also, the New York Times, USA Today, The Hill, Politico all picked up Ron Paul's interview here yesterday saying, yeah, he's pretty much going to announce in the next month whether he's going to run or not, and that he's putting a token in that he's going to probably go ahead and be part of the debate. So he's running, folks. You heard it here first. Big news across the country. We appreciate Matt Drudge for linking it as well at drudgereport.com. Now, here's the latest Libya news before we go to Max Kaiser. Gaddafi, in letter, asked Obama to end airstrikes, says, you are a man who has enough courage to annul a wrong and mistake taken. He went on to say, we're under attack by al-Qaeda forces, as you know. Why are you backing the terrorist network? He's been saying that for 5 weeks, and now it's confirmed all over the news that al-Qaeda is the core. And rebel leaders the U.S. is backing are people that sent Mujahideen, as they call them, into Iraq to kill U.S. soldiers. And you're called anti-military, anti-American if you don't worship al-Qaeda now. And if you don't like Ammar al-Awlaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, number two in al-Qaeda, number one, if you believe the New York Times. We're supposed to just ignore all this like we're idiots because it's too scary with the comfort bubble people have this normalcy bias where I heard Beck talking about this. We've talked about it a lot, but I'm glad he was telling some truth now, unfortunately getting a show on Fox phased out. But he was saying people on the Titanic just went back to their staterooms. This we couldn't be sinking, even as it was listing at a 45-degree angle. People on 9/11 said, I'm going back to my office. I'm going to go turn my computer off. They go up 20 floors and die. And we're here breaking this down. This doesn't have to happen. We don't have to go over this cliff. And it shows that the globalists are really moving into their end game, but we've been prepared for this warning, people being laughed at for decades. Now people aren't laughing, they're really listening. Everywhere I go, big wigs, mainline business people that laughed at me years ago run up and say, you're right, this is really happening. People that don't even know who I am are talking about the collapse coming, the Federal Reserve engineering it. Wall Street and its criminal activities, its non-free market vertical integration of the economy through government controls is really being exposed. They're trying to make us fight with each other via the left-right paradigm, but more and more, it's not working. And now is the time to scream bloody murder and get this information out like never before because the quickening is here, the acceleration, the amplification is here, and people have never been more ready to hear the truth. So it's on. We're in the New World Order, toe-to-toe with the globalists. We got a fighting chance. They just want to arrogantly throw all this in our face, hide it in plain view, and think that we'll just go along with it. We got to break the trance. Now, Max Kaiser joins us. He's the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system used in major stock markets worldwide, a very successful retired stockbroker in his own right, journalist with the BBC, RT, Al Jazeera, Press TV, Genesis on Saturday mornings. You name it, he does it, maxkaiser.com. And we wanted to get Max on to talk about what Ron Paul's doing, his move for investigations, the testimony he's going to be leading tomorrow in the House, what's happening with silver. It's on, as Max said to me during the break. Max Kaiser, break down what you see happening.
Well, we've totally got him. We've totally got him, Alex. And this Bernie Von Knotthaus case is J.P. Morgan is totally desperate. Their stock price now is directly under assault by the rising price of silver. And tomorrow, of course, is the 7th of April, 4-7, which is the atomic number of silver. And this is the formal recognition of the Silver Liberation Army, the SLA. And that is one of the best ideas for a Google bomb I ever heard, the Silver Liberation Army. Is going to take all the silver off the market necessary to completely bankrupt the banksters. This Bernie Von Knotthaus case, you know, JPM is in the Knotthaus. They're going to put JP Morgan in the Knotthaus. It's absolutely outrageous that they would go
after this guy.
By the way, it's pronounced Note House, he corrected me, but I guess you can call it Nut House if you want. But, you know, the issue here is even the Wall Street Journal, even AP said this makes regular barter illegal. They didn't even have a law. They just had a servile jury who probably have IQs below room temperature.
Well, the $7 million in silver that they're trying to grab from citizens is directly going to be used to offset J.P. Morgan's short silver position. That's how desperate they are. They're scrambling for silver in the open market, and they can't get it. You've got guys in Canada and all over the United States who are taking physical off the market.
So you're saying you believe what you launched here 3-4 months ago and others picked up on, tens of thousands of video sites. You're saying that the crash J.P. Morgan buys silver has now gone into terminal velocity. It's now gone into point of no return and that they are scrambling.
Yes, because the J.P. Morgan has put up their own stock as collateral against these shorts. And that means that when the price gets above 47, as you see, it's now almost 40. Once it gets over 47, J.P. Morgan's going to fall like a house of cards. This is going to be an unbelievable spectacle to watch this $160 million colossus, this financial terrorist, the two terrorists get totally decimated right before our eyes.
Now, we get calls saying, well, they'll just print money and paper and throw it at it, but everybody's...
What's Ron Paul saying?
Everybody's...
Ron Paul saying, no more. He's going to put a line in the sand. No more paper money. You've got Utah going to gold and silver standard. You've got five states going to precious metal standard. Ron Paul standing up saying, no more. J.P. Morgan's being carried on a stretcher. They're done.
All right. I want to give you the floor. I want to give you the floor to go over this. I'm not disagreeing with you. Explain to people, though, that only a fraction of the silver needs to be physically held, and then that calls their bluff on their paper manipulation. Explain the technicals of that, and then you got the floor.
Well, for every ounce that somebody buys of silver, J.P. Morgan sells 20 to 50 ounces of silver that don't exist. It's called naked short selling. That's the simple. That's the bottom line. They sell silver that doesn't exist. It's naked short selling. They've sold more than, by some estimates, 3 billion ounces short, but more than a billion, certainly, and that's the entire silver stock above ground. They've sold short more stock than exists above ground, and they're on the floor every day manipulating the price. Every time someone shows up to buy 1 ounce of silver, J.P. Morgan tries to sell 10 as a naked short sale, silver that they don't own. But at the end of the month, the books have to be squared. The COMEX has to physically deliver. Just a few days ago, the COMEX came once again within a hair's breadth of collapsing due to physical delivery. Every month gets closer and closer. And now, with what's happening with the Silver Liberation Army, which is being launched globally around the world, we're going to take what's remaining of that silver out of the physical stock, off the physical market, and we're going to put, you know, J.P. Morgan 6 feet under. They're the terrorists. They're the ones financing Gaddafi. They're the ones financing Al-Qaeda. They're the ones financing the financial terrorists on Wall Street.
By the way, that did come out when Bernanke for several years didn't want to release where the trillions in bailout went. A lot of it, most of it went to Europe and private corporations, but some of it did go to Gaddafi.
Absolutely. Through the back-end machinations and the pipeline, financial pipelines, conducted primarily by Morgan and Goldman Sachs. So now it's coming to the surface, but this Silver Liberation Army, this global force of physical buyers, is striking a blow for freedom. And we're going to have the joy of watching for our own spectacle the collapse of this colossal terrorist, J.P. Morgan. And the price has now run away. The price of silver is running away like wild dogs can't stop it anymore. People are taking it off the market. The more they take it off the market, the higher it's going to go. And this is a fantastic wealth transfer. They stole our wealth. Now we're taking it back. And that gives us the wherewithal to rebuild this entire economy and rebuild this entire political system with smart people like Ron Paul in charge, who can bring back all of the freedoms that people had before these bankster terrorists took them away.
Now, how do you expect Morgan to try to stop this from happening? I mean, even mainstream news is now saying the COMEX could default. You're correct on that, but what are the exact numbers that'll happen at 47? When do you expect that to happen, or do you think they could successfully drive it back down? How is the empire going to strike back?
Well, they're going to go. They have to just choose. Either J.P. Morgan lives, or they're going to have to completely sacrifice the dollar and the Federal Reserve Bank. And it's all going to go down the toilet anyway. It's all worthless. And if they go to the Fed, like they did in October of 2008, if they go to the Treasury, and basically they're getting a wall of paper, but this only increases the inflation and the price of the silver, which is causing damage on their balance sheet because they are short the silver. Every time the silver goes up a buck, they've got millions and millions more liabilities on their balance sheet. They never anticipated that campaign that was launched on your show on November 11th. Silver was 26.5. They never anticipated.
Well, I don't want credit for devastating moves. We'll just give it all to you, Max.
Well, it launched on your show and it caught fire, and they never anticipated that. In other words, they've got analysts who try to put pencil to paper and figure out the risk of owning all of this.
No, they've got Google predictive futuristic modeling systems, but they can't gauge the organic explosive InfoWar attack paradigm.
That's right. That was not calculated on their risk analysis, and they've been playing catch up ever since. And it just gets worse and worse every single day. And the Vaughn Notehouse spectacle, it to me is a clear indication that we've totally won this war, because they're going after numbnuts, nobody with a silver Liberty coin to try to attack this guy to get $7 million of silver to cover their,
Well, they're really doing it to scare. They're doing it to scare people that are holding silver and gold, and to teach juries that silver and gold is illegal, even when it's not.
Yeah, I'm really scared. I just bought another 1,000 ounces. That's how scared I am, Alex.
Okay.
That's how freaking scared I am. Anyone that's listening to me right now is saying they're laughing and they're buying more because they love to win. Now we got them.
No, it's time. It's time to call their
ducks.
It's time to call their bluff. And as a British naval lord once said, "Damn the torpedoes, go straight at them."
Damn the tuxedos. Let's go straight to the cocktail bar. We got them. I mean, this is the best news we could have had. Is this spectacle of these coming out and going after this guy after $7 million of silver? I mean, how fantastic is that? How piddling? How corrupt? How, it's like you pull back the curtain. It's the Wizard of Oz. It's just a little old crumpled Jamie Dimon and his bag full of paper money. He's nothing. And
no, I agree. I mean, these bankers are ugly little hunchback men in $5,000 suits scrabbling around, just like Kinlay, just like Bernie Madoff. They're sacks of criminal, maggot-filled pus, and all we've got to do is be red-blooded and let them hear our war growl of information. We're coming for you, New World Order! We've got history and destiny on our side. You may have taught some people that you're invincible with your little con man bluff, but it doesn't work on a lot of us, and we're coming for you! Let me hear your war growl, Max! Yeah! Let me hear it! All right. Well, here's the problem. Their algorithm's starting to defeat us on that. Have you launched an article that has Silver Liberation Army in the headline?
It's on my site right now, maxkaiser.com.
Okay. So we'll see if we can do this at the end of the show. It's harder at the end. Silver Liberation Army. Hit them hard, folks. Silver Liberation Army. Hit them hard. Three words into Google over and over and over again. We normally always succeeded. They now have algorithms trying to block us. Silver Liberation Army. And we'll clone his article at InfoWars.com right now. Tell the guys or the gals and everybody else, clone his article at your site. Silver Liberation Army. You do have an article about this.
It's on my site, maxkaiser.com.
Well done, Lord Kaiser. So
it's fantastic, Alex. I got to tell you, this is going to be a major win, and then we're just going to go win, win, win. I predict, the
right.
Vaughn Party.
I want to hear your war. I want to hear that in a minute, but I want to hear your war growl.
The neighborhood.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah! Ha ha! Yeah!
Down the street, they're screaming.
Everybody, let's hear your war growl. Everybody across the corner of the studio. Ah! Yeah! Yeah! Ah! We're spoiling for a fight, and nothing on earth's gonna stop them. All right, Civil Liberation Army, three words, Civil Liberation Army, Civil Liberation Army, Civil Liberation Army, Civil Liberation Army, attack Delta, and then add a bunch of sub-articles and plump links. You were going to say something about Ron Paul. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I think he's going to be nominated for this 2012 election. I think he's got the momentum. He's got the right message. It's his time. And he's going after these guys, and I'm a big supporter. You know, the guy has got it. This is his year. I really believe it. I think Obama's got nothing. He was, as you pointed out in the Obama deception, he's just an empty suit. He's got nothing. And the inflation skyrocketing, people are buying, you know, $12 for a bag of tomatoes. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they know exactly what the problem is. These banksters in the Fed. And that's Ron Paul's, that's where he's going after. He's going after the problem. So this is what's happening, and I think he's going to do really, really well.
Absolutely, and you know the system is horrified of Ron Paul, but they can't kill an idea. Ideas are bulletproof.
Well, supposedly tomorrow he's doing an address in front of Congress. I think you talked about it. And he's going to start talking more and more about precious metals, gold and silver, as their role in a sound economy and rebuilding the American economy. And this, of course, if they come back and they have to go back to a gold standard, because the debts are so high, because they've got hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, the way to go back to a Bretton Woods-style gold-backed currency, you'd have to mark the price of gold up to a minimum of $7,000 an ounce. A minimum of $7,000.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Yeah, no. Ron Paul took the gloves off yesterday, hardcore against the New World Order, global government. They've engineered it. Hardcore yesterday. He's taking the gloves off. We all got to do it. It's now time to get serious and put your war face on, ladies and gentlemen, and gut up, okay? Because the globalists aren't going to give us quarter. We got to go in against them right now. It's InfoWar. We'll be right back with Max Keiser. I'm Alex Jones.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, Max has got actually a little blurb video up about the Silver Liberation Army. He's going to get a little article out soon. We'll get it up at InfoWars and Prison Planet so that when you search Silver Liberation Army, when people see it listed on Google News and all the media checks that daily for trends, then they'll know what we're talking about. But very, very exciting. Getting back to Ron Paul, he has clearly taken the gloves off and is going to be exposing what's going on at the Mint, how they're not allowing enough for supply. We see the paper price of silver and gold being way below what it really is in the market. I mean, slowly but surely, the globalist time is running out. Your more comments on Ron Paul and when you really think they're going to default on the COMEX.
Well, yeah, as you point out, you know, the game for the silver market for years, because silver doesn't pay any interest. This is how the whole thing got started. They would short silver and buy it back cheaper. And then the federal government would allow them to do so by leasing them out precious metals. And this is the way the investment banks and the broker-dealers could make up maybe 1% or 2% a year on silver and gold, which don't pay any interest. But what's happened over the past 10 or 15 years is that the amount that they've sold short has mushroomed and ballooned. And with interest rates at 0%, their ability to borrow money from the Fed and other sources at 0% means that they can expand that silver short position to where it is astronomically large, and this is where the unexpected thing happened, the black swan event, where people said, you know what, we're going to take physical delivery, thus forcing you to buy that silver in the open market, and once that ball got rolling, it started to get faster and faster down the mountain of price appreciation, and right now with silver just under $40 a share, you've got this outrageous kleptomaniac J.P. Morgan and friends trying to go after poor Bernie von Nothaus and his $7 million of silver, which is clearly just a way to get some physical in-house to offset their huge short position. But it's such a piddling sum, and their problem is so huge that it's laughable, and it's only going to inspire people like myself and everyone around the world to keep buying physical silver to make the situation worse and worse and worse. And the more you do, the higher the price is going to go. Once it gets past the old 1980 Hunt Brothers $50 a price level, that there's no resistance. You know, this is the technical term. There's no sellers. There's nobody selling it that anymore because no one's ever owned it that high. So then you see a gap go from 50. You can see a gap do a straight shot up to 75. And that's what the traders, the professional traders, are banking on now. They get it past that J.P. Morgan price. J.P. Morgan throws in the towel and starts to buy in the open market, just like that movie Trading Places, if you remember it, with from 20 years ago, there was that huge swing in the marketplace. J.P. Morgan are the losers. They have to go into the market and buy it in the open market, which is only going to catapult the price into the triple figures. It's almost comical because it's going to be such a spectacular fireworks because it's been cheap for 20 years, artificially cheap. So the genie's out of the bottle. Meanwhile, if you own it, you're getting wealthier and the banks are getting poorer. That's the beautiful thing. They stole our wealth. Now we're taking it back through the mechanism of silver.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I am seeing the trolls and the George Soros people go all out against Ron Paul right now with their Pentagon robot fake posts. So people better get ready and pray for Ron Paul and pray for everybody else that's in this fight. Pray for me, please, Max Kaiser, everybody else, because this is a very serious time to be alive. And you know, we've got some gallows humor here, but this is not a joke at the end of the day. This is very, very serious time we're in. Max, what's your ETA on having that Silver Liberation Army article out?
Like 10 minutes.
Well, take your time. It'll take a few hours for this to go to number one, and it's up to the listeners out there. It's three words. Put it in Google over and over again. Hit enter over and over again. I'll do it after the show here in a minute. Silver Liberation Army. We'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. More informative, big guest tomorrow, right through Friday. You thought Ventura was big. Ron Paul, Max Kaiser, we got even more for you, bringing you the number one most informative guest and analysis and information. Max Kaiser, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yes, Alex. Thank you.
All right, retransmission starts now with Lindsay Williams at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.